Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, New England, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Boy, do we have a lot to get to. I'm talking sound. I'm talking U-turns. I didn't think Dr. Fauci could make any more flip-flops, but he this weekend made the biggest U-turn of all, and we will get to that. But it's been a while since I've talked about COVID hypocrisy. And there was a great, great example of it over the weekend. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who was actually once floated as one of Joe Biden's potential VP picks. She didn't make the cut because she is a white woman, and that was not part of the checked boxes that Biden was looking for. But she is a COVID hypocrite. Some other things to know about Gretchen Whitmer. She recently won a Profiles and Courage Award for her excellent handling of the pandemic. And she has a Dr. Fauci pillow behind her in most of her TV hits. But she's not just a hypocrite. She's a recidivist hypocrite. This is her second time breaking her own rules. Rules for thee, not for me. They're definitely not for Gretchen. We all remember the first time she got caught. It actually wasn't very long ago. She was caught taking a plane to see her dad in Florida. And she was breaking her own insane guidelines. And her excuse was, besides, you know, I was going to see my dad, he didn't feel well, was I wasn't partying in Miami. That was one of the quotes she said. I wasn't partying in Miami. In other words, it's not that bad. And immediately when I heard that, I thought, I know a lot of people who just wanted to bury their loved ones and, you know, have a funeral, maybe open up their business. It wasn't like they were partying in Miami. You know, oh, you wanted to have a wake for your mom? She thinks that's, you know, that's a little bit too close to partying in Miami for Gretchen Whitmer. Now, her latest one is hysterical because a lot of places don't even have these rules anymore that she still has. But she is one of the last diehard COVID fans, and she will not change the rules. So new daily coronavirus cases continue to decline in Michigan. 13 diners congregated at the Landshark, a college bar and restaurant near Michigan State University on Saturday. The group, you know what, Jared, we might need a little bit of ominous music because this is pretty terrifying stuff. And this is not something I would ever do. I've never been at a restaurant and done what Gretchen Whitmer has done. The group pushed several tables together, ordered the bar's signature bright blue shark bowl cocktails, and chatted without masks. Despite a statewide rule put in place May 15th that restricts indoor dining to no more than six at a table. May 15th, this rule was put in. When other places are pulling back rules and saying they're going to take away the mask mandates, Gretchen Whitmer is implementing them. Among the rule-shirking diners, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has long been at odds with conservatives in the state battling her over strict restrictions. On Sunday, the governor issued an apology for participating in the outing, explaining that she arrived at the restaurant with a smaller group of friends. This is very, very action-packed, ominous. I like it. As more people showed up, she said tables were pushed together so that everyone could socialize. Because we were all vaccinated, I'm trying to think of my Gretchen Whitmer voice. She's very robotic. Because we were all vaccinated, we didn't stop to think about it. In retrospect, I should have thought about it. I am human I made a mistake, and I apologize. Now, she's not the only one. Her chief operating officer, Trisha Foster, was also recognized in the picture, and Howie Carr brought up to me that Trisha Foster, the COO, had been caught vacationing in Florida just a few months ago. I'm sure she wasn't partying in Miami either, and since that seems to be the bar you have to meet to get in trouble, she was okay as well. Obviously, she still has her job. She's still going out to dinner with the gov. It's funny, though, because the excuse that she makes, this got me thinking of some of the funnier excuses I've heard. And I've started to compile them. I might write a book. I'm hoping for a $5 million advance and a very low standard of copies I have to sell of this book. But I started going through some of the excuses, and I noticed a theme without, you know, I am human. I made a mistake. Governor Hairgel, a.k.a. Governor Gavin Newsom, said a similar thing when he was caught at French Laundry. You know, I'm human. I'm a human being. They're human when they make a mistake. They're human. When you make a mistake, when you want your kids to go back to school, or when you want to take the mask off and breathe in some fresh air, you're a Neanderthal. But they're just human beings. They're fallible. They make mistakes. They're just like you, except for the Neanderthals. They're nothing like you. Oh, God. Yuck. So I started going through some of these.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking. Everything's fine. Push the tables together and enjoy a big bowl of blue drink. That is the last thing we need, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I just want to assure her, though, I'm sure she's panicking right now because this is the second bad story for her in a couple weeks. You will not lose any awards based off this, okay? Governor Andrew Cuomo couldn't be in a worse spot right now, and his award shelf is still stocked. He is still looking great as far as that. He still has an Emmy. He still has I'm not sure if he got a Profiles in Courage, but he got an Edward M. Kennedy Institute Inspired Leadership, which you go in from JFK to Ted Kennedy. Definitely a downgrade, but still an award nonetheless for inspired leadership. So I don't want Gretch to worry too much. She'll be okay with that. But I started looking at some of the other excuses, and I'm going to read you guys some of them. It really does bring you back, you know, because during COVID, during this entire pandemic, it's been eye-opening on a couple different fronts. I know for parents, it's very eye-opening as far as teachers' unions are concerned, what your kids are actually learning, critical race theory. And for a lot of people, it has shaken their faith in government, rightfully so. But it also just exposed how phony these politicians are and how elitist they are. All right, so let's start, like I said, with Governor Gavin Newsom. His excuse was, we're all human. That was when he went out to French Laundry. Whitmer, I am human. I made a mistake and I apologize. I wasn't partying in Miami. That's also Gretchen Whitmer. One of my favorites, this is a throwback, was Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who got caught getting her hair cut, even though she had banned barbershops or shut them down. She said, I am the public face of the city. Mayor Hancock, Denver mayor, he told people not to travel for Thanksgiving. And then he said, my wife and my daughter have been in Mississippi where my daughter recently took a job. That was his excuse for why he had to fly on an airplane to see his family. De Blasio, when he got caught going to a gym, the gyms were supposed to be closed. Remember at the beginning of COVID, gyms were real bad. They were huge no-nos. And he said, I need exercise to be able to stay healthy and make decisions. Okay, because he's human. He needs exercise. You want to go to work? You want to go to your gym? Shut up. All right, put your mask on. Sit down. It was a setup. That's obviously Nancy Pelosi. Let me try that one more time. It was a setup. I apologize for falling for a setup. Jen Psaki speaking for Joe Biden. This is an excuse that I'll never forget. Joe Biden issued a mandate that you couldn't be unmasked on federal property, and then he didn't have a mask on at the Lincoln Memorial. She said, yesterday was a historic moment in our history. That was her reasoning for Joe Biden not wearing a mask. when the LA County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl went to eat outside after just voting to ban outdoor dining. Her spokesperson said she loves Il Forno. That's the restaurant. She loves that restaurant. And of course, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, when she got caught at that big bash, said, "I did stop by to say hello." Governor Gina Raimondo from Rhode Island said the late hours in front of the state house last night were tense and hectic. That was her reasoning for being at a protest and not wearing a mask. And of course, Mayor Marty Walsh, when he took a photo at a wedding without a mask, said, "I didn't have it on taking the selfie." Wah, wah. Oh, and Lightfoot again. I almost forgot. There are times when we actually do need to have relief and come together. And I felt like it was one of those times when she was partying on November 7th because Joe Biden was declared the winner by Fox News and CNN. That was her excuse. It's amazing when you really think back on all of these. And the craziest part is that we don't care if you want to do that. We don't care if you want to push the tables together, Gretch. We don't care if you want to go to French Laundry with your obnoxious, boring friends, Newsom. I don't care if de Blasio wants to go walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes at the gym, but let me do it too. You know, let all of us do it too. That's the frustrating part. It's not that I care. You know what? I don't care so much that if Gretchen Whitmer wanted to go party in Miami, I would applaud it. But she's telling the people of her state that they can't do any of this. That it's the worst thing in the world if someone joins a table of six and makes it a table of seven. Well, clearly it's not, because she's still fine today. And then naturally, the real one that we're going to spend a lot of time on today has to be Dr. Fauci, who's now saying he's not convinced that COVID-19 developed naturally.
What a conspiracy theorist that Fauci is.
You know what?
Wear a mask.
I'm going to put a tinfoil hat on him, and he can sit in the corner with Senator Tom Cotton for the rest of the day. Because we don't like conspiracy theorists here. Can you believe this at this point? It's a joke. And I'm really starting to think that Fauci, to use one of their old favorite expressions, the Dems, the walls are closing in. There's no other reason this guy would be spinning like this. All right, when we get back, I'm going to take your calls on this. We have a great guest, Toby Young, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm pumped about that. But for the rest of this hour, we're going to take your calls on this COVID hypocrisy. 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I did stop by to say hello. It was an outdoor gathering. When I was there, it was spread apart, social distancing, which is allowed under the governor's order and with the social guidance that we've issued.
Was it though? I don't know. Were there any butterballs involved in that graduation party? May I have to have Baker's people look into that? No, the hypocrisy from these politicians. I actually found a list today online because I was writing all these quotes up for my Twitter, and there's this website. It keeps a list of every single one. Senator Chuck Schumer seen in massive crowd lowering mask during Biden celebration. Mayor London Breed attends same fancy restaurant as Governor Gavin Newsom despite guidance. I mean, the list of these.
And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up.
Ugh, you should have shut up. That would have been the best case scenario. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their drain the swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. It's spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Poll question is, who had the worst war take on January 6th? And does require a little bit of setup. Everybody's favorite drama queen, AOC, was on Latino USA, which is a public radio show, And she was talking to the host, Alejandra Salazar, and she had this to say about the January 6th attack.
And then you have this transition period of escalating violence, which really culminated on the 6th, for which, you know, was an extraordinarily traumatizing event that's not really being discussed. It's politically sensitive. You know, no one wants to say, oh, boo-hoo. But there are members of Congress that served in war. And not just that, but also staff.
She's a warrior now.
It's not being discussed. What planet are we on? I'm on a different one than AOC because it's being discussed a lot. Don Lemon, Brian Stelter, CNN, MSNBC, that's all they talk about.
Yeah, this actually was Don Lemon last week.
And what happened at the Capitol was nothing less than war. As I said, hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, my God.
It's just like the jungles in Vietnam. But exactly like that.
I think the worst one's got to be Biden.
Yeah, everybody remembers this classic.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
I'm going to say Joe Biden because that's the president of the United States making that comment. And the scariest part is, unlike AOC or maybe even Don Lemon, this was a pre-written speech by professional speech writers. And that's what they came up with. So Joe Biden.
Well, if anybody remembers the Civil War, I'm betting it's Joe Biden.
That's true. He was part of it.
Joe is in the lead at 48% for saying it was the worst attack on democracy since the Civil War. AOC second place, 43% that members of Congress have served in war, and Don Lemon polling at 10%, nothing less than war.
Yeah, and I just have to say that this talk of January 6th, I mean, I was writing a piece this weekend about Joe Scarborough because he went on this massive rant, and I was thinking to myself, you realize Jewish people across America right now, there's so much hate going on. There's the rise in anti-Semitic attacks has been, I think, like 400%. There's people getting beat up in New York City. There's a lot of serious issues happening in this country, in Joe Biden's America. And I looked at the transcript from Morning Joe, and I actually went through the entire show. I didn't watch it, but I, you know, moved through each segment. All they talk about is Trump. All they talk about is January 6th. It's really amazing. It's kind of stunning. And all they talk about is how we aren't accepting the results of an election. I'm going to get
desecration.
Oh, God. I'm going to get into that later. Zebra, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Well, thank you very much. I hope the communication is good. It's on a cell phone. I'm helping some people today. I just want to thank everyone down there for putting this hypocrisy of the mask and everything out there. And I think it's time for the people that listen to you to help these other sheep. I was in doing it today. It says on the shopping, I've been bumping in and out of shopping stores here and seeing people without masks, and they say, no, they're not enforcing it, even though they've got it up on the door. So I've been going in and out of my shopping. I'm not going to name names because I don't want it to be reversed, but I'm emboldening other people who still feel they need to wear masks in cars and in supermarkets by seeing my smiling face, and I'm being well received, and I'm not being Karen up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, Zebra, is that you don't want to make people feel bad for their own, insecurities, their own fear, but you want them to be jealous that you're walking around smiling and they're not. And that's how you get them on your team. You get more bees with honey. Smile at people. Be kind. They will join in eventually. 844-500-4242. Call in. We'll take more on the other side.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We do have an update from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But before we get to that, I want to give a huge congratulations to Phil Mickelson. He became the oldest winner of the PGA Championship in history. The headline, Phil defeats Father Time. And the crowd was insane. It was so fun seeing people at a sporting event and just having a good time. Brooks Koepka wasn't very happy about it, but I thought it was cool. So big congrats to Phil Mickelson. I love him. Seems like a very nice guy. Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has decided that she's going to make this situation worse because that's what Democrats do best. They see a situation, they go, ooh, I'm in trouble. Let's see how far I can dig. And in this case, her new excuse involves pizza. Go ahead, Jared.
So I'll just say this. You know, I put out a statement. I wrote that statement. It is, you know, it was an honest mistake, and I have apologized for it. I think that we have specifically not gone forward and penalized businesses that are trying to do the right thing. It's those that have flouted and put people's safety at risk that, you know, are the most concerning. But
I want to stop it here, and we haven't even gotten to the worst part, but there's a few things I need to address. We're getting to the point where things are so subjective. Like, who's to decide who is flouting the rules and who is trying with sincerity? It reminds me of the Boston Globe line where it said, you know, people don't have to get vaccinated who have medical problems or who have sincere religious beliefs. Since when is the government allowed to decide what is considered sincere or who is taking this COVID seriously? Because what if I looked at what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did by pulling the tables together and I was a real Karen, you know? That would shock me, Jared. I would be clutching my pearls. That is when COVID comes out. That is dangerous. There needs to be consequences. But when she's there and she's enjoying herself, it's, you know, we try not to punish these restaurants that are, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. Oh, they are. They're trying to do the right thing when you're there with your friends taking pictures and drinking out of giant fish bowls. Okay, continue.
You know, I don't know that there's a lot more for me to add at this point in time other than those former Spartans, or I guess you're a Spartan for life, who know the establishment should be aware that it's now a restaurant and they have pretty good pizza. Next question.
I think she was expecting some laughs. She, you know what? As someone who thought they were going to be my vice president, first of all, I can't believe that she was ever in the running. But second of all, did she think they were going to laugh? And if so, she should have said, laugh, you stupid bastards.
You, ma'am, are no Joe Biden.
No, no, you are not, my good woman. She should have looked at that press corps and gone, damn, you are a dull bunch. I just gave you quite the line about pizza. Where are the laughs?
They have pretty good pizza.
Clap for me, train seals. Let's go. That was funny. All right, Nick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Grace. Two quick things. One on the grand insurrection, January 6th. Yeah, thank you, Scott Brown, for attacking Donald Trump about that in the last couple of days. CNN, Dana Bash, I guess. The man who gave you and your family a 3.5-year vacation when they needed it, in New Zealand, in American Samoa as an ambassador. The nerve of that guy, what an ingrate. And the other thing is, when am I going to hear the backlash by the climate change idiots who will all be dead in 50 years when all these things they claim are going to make the world a better place to live? When is anybody going to complain about the new pipe coming in from Russia, right, that's good for 50 years plus, when
yeah,
all
the
these
Nord
bums,
Stream.
Including
yeah,
us, will
but,
be dead?
But,
thank you.
Yeah, Nick, you're saying 50 years, and I want to correct you because I haven't checked the clock in a while, but I think it's like 6 or 7 at this point. Or maybe it's minus 10. We were supposed to die a long time
ago. The world
actually
ended 20 years ago.
Well, the world really ended with net neutrality. We all died when that happened, but, you know, we're all zombies now. As far as Scott Brown, I didn't see this till right now. Ex-Trump ambassador says former president absolutely bears responsibility for Capitol riot. Yeah, weak stuff. I mean, there a lot of people right now are just using this as a forever thing. And you know what? I read a really great piece today by Pat Buchanan, and he was absolutely right. What it does, and no one's saying it was good. Like, there's no sane Republicans who are like, oh, yeah, that was a great day for us. It was terrible. But what it allows Democrats to do in 2022 is spend, because this is what they've been doing since the start, you might notice, is that they take something, an impeachment, for example. It's a wild example. I know it's hard for you guys to picture it. We haven't had one in so long. But they'll take an impeachment and they'll make that the focus of everything. So if they got this commission, this blue ribbon commission, to investigate this for another year, then come 2022, we're running against January 6th as Republicans. We're not running against the far left, radical, destructive policies of the left. I'll tweet out that Pat Buchanan article. It was really well said, because he once again points out, like, yeah, it was a bad day. Let's throw it in the dumpster. But don't give these Democrats any reason to drag this out forever. They really think that they were just absolute heroes that day. Like, they survived the worst thing of all time. AOC wasn't even in the building. Ted Lieu, despite what you might have read, didn't grab a crowbar. He grabbed a probar. That's how scared Ted Lieu was of the insurrection, that he still had time to grab his nutrition bar for the road. It's
I'm Mr. Crowbar.
It's absolutely absurd. I'm getting a text right now because we are going down memory lane of these COVID hypocrites. And someone said, don't forget about Deborah Birx, Dr. Deborah Birx, who wore all the fancy scarves. Yeah. And I actually was going to add her into my Twitter thread, but the problem was I couldn't find any of the quotes about her winterizing her second home. Because what happened was she told people not to travel over Thanksgiving, and then she traveled to winterize her second home, and she got caught. And then she tried to play the, like, oh, my parents are depressed, and, you know, which is sad. But other people were like, well, my parents died and I couldn't bury them. So where is the fairness here? There's none. It's just, you know, nobody wants to practice what they preach. And when they get caught, they don't even have the decency to say, yeah, you know why we push the tables together? Because this is all BS. No, it's they come up with these wacky rationales for why they did it. And then they say, but the pizza's really good.
And they have pretty good pizza.
They have pretty good pizza. Okay. Governor Gretchen Whitmer Swalwee. Yeah, pretty good pizza. But by far the biggest U-turn was Dr. Fauci. He went from saying, now this is Fauci May 2020. Fauci again dismisses Wuhan lab as source of coronavirus. Fauci May of 2021. Fauci says he is not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally, calls for an open investigation into the virus's origins. Oh, there's going to be an investigation, Doc. There is going to be one. No thanks to you. Big thanks to another doctor, Rand Paul. You know Dr. Rand Paul, don't you, Fauci? Dr. Fauci-Cheesy, you familiar with Rand Paul? I think you guys have had some back and forths recently. And I think, Jared, the vibe I'm getting is that those back and forths may have led to this enlightenment from Fauci. He's suddenly being a skeptic about the origins. It's almost like he doesn't trust the Chinese government.
Dr. Fauci-Cheesy, what's happening?
Let's go over some of these. So first, it's the big story of the day, which is, you know, he's not confident where the virus actually occurred. Cut three.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And I think the real unfortunate aspect of what Senator Paul did is he was conflating research in a collaborative way with Chinese scientists, which was, you know, you'd almost have to say if we did not do that, we would almost be irresponsible, because SARS-CoV-1 clearly originated in China, and we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic. So we really had to learn a lot more about the viruses that were there, about whether or not people were getting infected with bad viruses.
So it's, once again, it's not his fault. It's that Dr. Rand Paul was conflating the two issues. Now, he was merging the two issues, but it's because they need to be merged together. It's important to know gain of function. Why are we, first of all, and Scott Hounsell did a brilliant piece on this, but it's, you can go into the, you know, to the mindset of why are we funding gain of function research in China? Because it's dangerous XYZ. But then you could also go into, why are we funding anything in China? How about that? How about we start there? And then Jared caught another Fauci moment here. Let's do cut four.
So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous, majestic leap I've ever heard of. We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Raggy.
Somebody took a truth pill and it's not looking good. And actually we have one more here. Cut six.
But no, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability exactly what happened. Certainly, the people who've investigated say it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else, and we need to find that out. So, you know, that's the reason why I said I'm perfectly in favor of any investigation that looks into the origin of the virus.
He is so scared right now. If you don't hear the fear in his voice, you are out of your mind. You know what this reminds me of? And I've seen this meme before, so I totally cannot take credit. But when Randy Weingarten was saying, like, we need to open up the schools, I'm determined to get these kids back in school. Somebody put the picture of O.J. Simpson driving the white Bronco and said, Randy Weingarten going to find the person who closed all the schools. Now it's like Dr. Fauci going to convince people to start the investigation. Like, we all wanted the investigation. You were the one telling us that this was totally wackadoo. Do you see the problem here, Dr. Fauci? We'll come back with some more of these. We'll go over some more of these old school excuses, which just crack me up. And by the way, there's a new story breaking. I guess Kamala Harris was meeting, I think, with the South Korean prime minister. And she shook his hand and she wiped her hand almost immediately on her pants. I didn't think this was a big story, Jared, because I don't know. It seems like something they would have hyper focused on during the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that germ freak Trump.
Yeah. So I don't think it's a huge deal. But a lot of people, I guess, on Twitter think it was like a massive sign of disrespect.
Asian on Asian crime, right?
I don't know. I don't really. I think it's a little overblown.
Stop Asian hate, Kamala.
This is rare for me to say that I think that it's something's overblown as far as Kamala and Joe Biden go. Oh, I also have a hilarious piece to get to. We know that Joe Biden likes ice cream. We know he likes orange Gatorade. But there's a new story out that tells us a little bit more about Joe Biden's routine. Hotels, vets, dentists, everyone has purchased multiple units of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which is why Eden Pure has done it again. For the first time ever, for our listeners only, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor all in one purchase. Maybe one for your kitchen, one for your office, one for your car. Maybe one for your kitchen, one for your basement, one for your friend. The possibilities here are endless. I actually had a family friend asking me yesterday. He said, do these really work? Should I get one? I said, absolutely. I said, one, if you have allergies, they're great, which Jared's going to tell you about. But two, everyone cooks in their house at some point. And you don't want that smell lingering, and it just clears out the smell totally. But let's go back to the allergy part of it, Jared. Tell people about that.
Yeah, so the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, if you have allergies, it really is a lifesaver. Because what it does is it cleans the air around you. It purifies the air around you. That's why it's called an air purifier. It gets rid of pollen. It gets rid of pollutants. It gets rid of viruses. Anything nasty hanging in the air so that you're breathing clean air by ionizing the air, creating super oxygen. I actually had this weekend was a rough one. I mean, every weekend's been rough, but this weekend was really rough with the heat and everybody's windows open. People were out mowing, kicking up everything. And I was safe inside with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Had it in the car today on the drive to work. I don't mind traffic when I'm in my car with the thunderstorm because I'm breathing easy. And that is the key.
Absolutely. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE3. This special is 1 week only. We will be back on the other side with some more of your calls. 844-500-4242. What's your favorite COVID excuse? What's the one that sticks with you? Is it Dr. Birx? Is it Governor Gretchen Whitmer? I think it really depends on which politician bothers you the most. To his credit, Governor Charlie Bacon hasn't really had a moment like that, but if he did, everyone would talk about it. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. It's The Grace Curley Show.
A restaurant, and they have pretty good pizza.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Woo! Watch it, Dr. Fauci. It's funny now, places like Vox, they're editing their old articles about the Wuhan conspiracy theory, and they're changing it. You know, just small changes, like the virus is brand new and came from nature, not the Wuhan lab. And now that gets changed to the virus is brand new and came from nature.
Update.
These little stealth edits, they're just now a part of our daily life. Speaking of COVID, though, new U.S. COVID cases reach lowest level in almost a year, which is great news. The pandemic continues to recede in America as the average number of new cases and deaths plummeted to levels not seen in around a year. Really, really great stuff. Just quickly here, though, Jared, did you see this story that came out of Canada?
Justin Bieber's dreadlocks?
Aaron O'Toole. He's part of the Conservative Party, and he put out a weekend tweet, which I do sometimes too. Like on a Friday, I'll put out a picture of my cocktail and say, "Have a good weekend, everybody." He on a Saturday tweeted out that he had a cold one waiting for him, that his wife had a cold one waiting for him after his, you know, morning jog, and Twitter exploded. People
misogyny.
Oh, it's so bad. Guess it depends on whether this tweet came from the 40s or the 50s. She has a cold one waiting for you. Slippers and a pipe as well, or just the beer. This is just embarrassing. Barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen is where all true blue conservatives like their women. Are you with me? Another penned. This is from this guy just saying his wife had happened to have a beer waiting for him. And then so later on, he said, "I brought Rebecca a glass of rosé after my run today. Hope everyone is enjoying a relaxing long weekend."
Too little, too late, oppressor.
Speaking of stealth edits, that's a nice edit. Russ, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Grace, two things that really got me during this pandemic, okay? Number one is taking sick people and put them in homes with people that are well and contaminating them and causing them to die. That was the most stupidest thing that these bleeping politicians could have done. And the other thing was denying family members to visit their sick family members in the hospital.
I agree.
They should have made every accommodation.
I totally agree. I can't imagine having a sick relative in one of those retirement homes, nursing homes, and not being able to get them out. All right, guys, when we get back, we'll be talking to Toby Young. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.